The one trial that certainly we wanted to do, but we were told by our colleagues, both our clinical colleagues and the industry colleagues, that it wasn't ready for prime time, was based on the Bev trastuzumab data to consider adjuvant therapy, no chemotherapy at all, for HER2 positive, but giving the combination of trastuzumab and bevacizumab.
That's interesting. Versus, or is this a straight phase two?
That would be versus a chemotherapy arm where you have like Taxotere, Herceptin, because we know how well that does, and ask whether a chemotherapy plus Herceptin does as well as the Herceptin plus bevacizumab alone. Now, you may, now that the new data are coming out, think about Taxotere, Herceptin, and bevacizumab versus bevacizumab and Herceptin. So a chemotherapy thrown into the two biologic doublets versus the two biologic doublet alone. And that we're talking about doing now inside the CRG TORI network.
Interesting. You know, in an attempt to find less toxic chemotherapy, the CALGB is looking at capecitabine. And now they've amended that to allow trastuzumab to be given in these older patients in that trial, which is capecitabine versus AC or CMF. What about the possibility of something like capecitabine trastuzumab?
I think capecitabine is absolutely something that should be looked at.
In the adjuvant setting.
In the adjuvant setting, too. People have misinterpreted the data we presented preclinically when we said that 5-FU and trastuzumab was antagonistic. And we've clarified it multiple times, and I think people are now only beginning to understand what we were saying. Antagonism in that model meant it was simply less than additive. It wasn't that it was less than either alone gave you. It's simply that 1 plus 1 gave you 1.8 instead of 2. And that's called antagonism by that model. It doesn't mean you can't do it, and it doesn't mean that when you do it, you don't get what is better than either alone. It simply means there are other chemotherapies that give you a more bang for your buck in terms of interaction. The problem with those other chemotherapies is what you're alluding to. They carry along with them certain other toxicities that are problematic.
It'll be interesting to see if that trial is positive, whether or not, you know, in some situations, rather than to give trastuzumab alone, maybe people would add in capecitabine, although maybe they might want to see some more data, too.